This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, April 8th. The strict new standards for brokers managing retirement accounts may mean more assets flowing into exchange-traded products.
End of day, really what this is another catalyst that will probably move people more towards passive, low-cost index funds and ETFs, because that would be in the best interest of the client, and as opposed to commission-based loaded mutual funds.
Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says this will lead to a revenue shift as investors move away from actively managed mutual funds into passively managed funds and ETFs to save money. It means that asset managers will be losing those fees as investors make the shift.
Every time money moves out of active into one of those passive products, asset managers have a 70% cut drop in revenue. And if you start adding that up over time, you're talking about billions in revenue going away. And I think that's going to be a harsh adjustment. Investors will end up being the beneficiaries because that money will be shifted back to them.
In addition, Balchunas says institutional funds are also moving toward passively managed investments.
The revenue loss for the asset management industry really reminds me of what record companies had to go through in the 2000s when Napster and iTunes came out and really challenged the model of compact discs. Their revenue got cut in half in those 10 years. It was rough on them. And that's going to happen in the asset management industry.
Balchunas says shrinking revenue will not necessarily put asset managers out of business, but it will force them to adapt. Many of the largest asset managers now offer both active and passive products. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.